Good afternoon once again, everyone, and welcome back. It is hour number two of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Time to talk some weather, and today much more cool than it was yesterday. Boy, yesterday was a beautiful day. Temperature got up into the 80s, had a lot of sunshine, but today's cooled down a little bit, but still not too bad out there. And to talk about what we can expect for the rest of the work week heading towards the holiday weekend, we're joined by Patrick McMillan. We're sitting in today for Ray Miller. And Patrick, number one, nice to talk to you. And number two, much cooler today than it was yesterday, but still not too bad.
Yeah, thank you. We had a cold front that moved through as we went through last night, bringing us those cooler temperatures, which will last into the day tomorrow until we slowly start to warm up through the end of the week and into the weekend, getting back to those low to mid 80s by the beginning of next week. We'll start with tonight, looking at areas of frost later on, partly cloudy skies and a low of 37. Then tomorrow, sunny skies and a high of 66 degrees. Thursday night, partly cloudy with a low of 38. Then sunny into the end of the week on Friday and a high of 71. Friday night, mostly clear with a low of 45. Then sunny skies on Saturday with a high of 75 degrees. Saturday night, mostly clear and a low of 48. Then mostly sunny skies into Sunday with a high of 78 degrees. For Sunday night, partly cloudy and a low of 53. Then looking to the beginning of next week on Memorial Day, sunny skies and a high of 81. For Tuesday, mostly sunny skies and a high of 84 degrees. From Weatherology, I'm Patrick McMillan.
Patrick, it looks like as we do look forward to that holiday weekend, it does not get much better than that. Lots of sunshine, early summer-like temperatures. Really, any plans should be no problem this weekend, shouldn't there?
No, it really shouldn't. It should be a very pleasant weekend.
Okay, Patrick, well, thank you for the information, and we'll talk again soon.
Yeah, thank you. Have a good day.
And right now in Wausau at our studios on East Wausau Avenue, mostly cloudy skies. Temperature stands at 67 degrees. Winds are out of the east at 9 miles per hour. The dew point is 33, relative humidity of 29%. The barometer at 30.30 inches and a visibility of 10 miles. Again, good afternoon. I am Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Again, coming up in just a few minutes, we will be joined by State Senator Melissa Agard. She is the top Democrat in the state Senate, and she has been going on for the last month or so, but it's being called the Grassroots Tour. She has been in Green Bay. She's also paid a visit to Platteville. Been in Wauwatosa. Coming up tomorrow, she'll be in Eau Claire. And then next Thursday, June the 1st, she'll be at the Marathon County Public Library Community Room from 4:30 until 5:30 p.m. to talk about the benefits of cannabis legislation. Agard has said that cannabis legislation is generally supported by the vast majority of Wisconsinites, but that Republicans at the state capitol still are not convinced. And she says we'll be a more safe, prosperous, and forward-moving state with full legalization. So it's something she is working on. We're going to talk about that issue, why she is passionate about it, what it means that Wisconsin right now is a state that is surrounded by other states that have passed cannabis legislation. What does it mean in terms of revenue? A lot to talk about, and we'll talk about the budget and other issues in Madison as well with State Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, don't forget that later on in the program, we're going to talk some high school sports, talk about what's going on in the playoffs in both softball and baseball. Yesterday, hope you're with me as we had Newman Catholic softball playoff action. The Cardinals started their playoff run with a 13-4 win over Wausaukee. Cardinals move on to play again tomorrow. Also tomorrow, the Newman Cardinal baseball team will be opening up their playoff at Boulder. And tomorrow, Newman at Boulder and high school baseball, we will have that one for you right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 4:20 and the first pitch at 4:30. But we're going to take a quick timeout and then come back and talk to Melissa Agard, again, the State Senate Minority Leader who will be paying a visit to Wausau coming up next week. That's straight ahead. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. FullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Welcome back. Chad Holmes with you here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Well, coming up next Thursday, June the 1st, Wausau will be paid a visit by the State Senate Minority Leader, Democratic Senator Melissa Agard. She is on her grassroots tour. She's been traveling around the state of Wisconsin talking about the benefits of cannabis legislation. And we're very happy to welcome to the program Senator Agard. And Senator, again, thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much. I'm excited about our conversation.
Absolutely. Again, you have been traveling around the state. I think you've been in Green Bay up to this point, and Platteville and Wauwatosa, heading to Eau Claire, I think, tomorrow, talking about cannabis and the benefits of cannabis legislation. It's an interesting topic because I know that right now it's spreading around the Midwest, but not here in Wisconsin. What made you decide that this is the best way to go about trying to get some change going on this tour of Wisconsin?
Well, I first introduced a legislative bill here in Wisconsin about a decade ago to legalize cannabis for responsible adult usage with medicinal provisions. And in that nearly 10 years, cannabis policy across the nation has been blooming. However, in Wisconsin, it isn't moving anywhere. And it's not because the people of the great state of Wisconsin are against it. It's because there's a handful of folks in the state capitol building that are prohibitionists. And last I checked, the will of the people was supposed to be the law of the land. In fact, that's inscribed on the ceiling of a room in the state capitol building. So if I'm not able to have a public hearing in the capitol building, I figured I'd take myself on the road across the state of Wisconsin. And I have embarked on the grassroots tour. There are five stops through the month of May and the 1st of June. And then we will take a break to finish up the state budget. And it has been received so well from people all across the state of Wisconsin. I anticipate that we will have a second tour end of summer, early fall, and would love to hear from folks where it is they would like me to stop to be able to have conversations with people who are excited about changes in policy here in the state of Wisconsin. Maybe some people who are afraid about potential changes in the policies here in the state of Wisconsin, and how we make sure that we have the safest, most prosperous, and most free state for everyone.
You said you're getting a positive reaction. What are you hearing at these meetings? And maybe along the same lines, when you do talk to folks that are against it, whether it's in the public or within the halls of the Capitol, what are the reasons behind it?
Yeah, so frankly, my conversations with people all across the state of Wisconsin for the last decade are really mirrored in the conversations that I'm having with folks directly in the communities across Wisconsin. People are scratching their heads. We know that right now in the state of Wisconsin, adults over the age 21 and older, over 50% of them live within 75 minutes of a legal weed dispensary. Just not in the state of Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. We know that it's a wildly successful illicit industry here in the state of Wisconsin. Illicit industries don't make us more safe. They don't ensure that our kids are more protected. And they certainly don't impact our prosperity here in the state of Wisconsin. Prohibition didn't work with alcohol. And this may be interesting to some of your listeners. there was a point in time when margarine or oleo was prohibited in the state of Wisconsin as well. That did not work. People had oleo rum to other states where they went and bought margarine because it wasn't available in local supermarkets. Prohibition of cannabis isn't working. And whether it's a farmer coming to me and saying there's a new crop that I would like to engage in, small business owner who sees the opportunity to lift up themselves and their community, a Wisconsin-raised young adult who lives in another state who wants to be able to move home and raise their family closer to their friends and loved ones, but has been engaged in the cannabis industry in another state, whether it's someone who's been harmed by the egregious racial disparities caused by cannabis prohibition. The list goes on and on. It's really a robust list of reasons why we need to reform our laws here in the state of Wisconsin. And I would say that, you know, one of the things that I do hear from folks is they're concerned about safety. They're concerned that we're introducing a new illicit substance here in Wisconsin with the conversation about cannabis reform. But folks, I think we all know that this is not new. And it is something that people in Wisconsin are engaging in. And we need to provide adequate support and controls over the industry so that it maintains safety for the people in the state of Wisconsin.
Again, we're talking to State Senate Minority Leader Melissa Agard, who is coming to Wausau next Thursday, June the 1st, Marathon County Public Library Community Room at 4:30, from 4:30 till 5:30 on her grassroots tour. Are you seeing any thawing of the opposition? I think I've read a few articles that sound like maybe those on the right are starting to thaw just a little bit concerning this issue. Are you sensing that at all?
Certainly. I very much believe that if we were able to bring this bill to the floor of both the Senate and the Assembly for a full vote, that we would have broad bipartisan support for different reasons, but that it would pass over a majority in both houses. Unfortunately, there's a small handful of people in leadership on the other side of the aisle that won't even allow us to have a committee hearing to discuss this in the Capitol building and be able to address the concerns that people may have. Cannabis is something that is prevalent in the state of Wisconsin. As I mentioned, it is a very successful illicit industry. But without regulation, it is also more dangerous for the state of Wisconsin. So if we could actually have dialogue in the Capitol building about what people's concerns are, and we could identify those concerns, we could have thoughtful answers to them addressed in this bill. And I believe that in the decade that I've been working on it, I've probably addressed most of those protections for the people of the state of Wisconsin. But oftentimes, legislators don't actually read the legislation that's been proposed. So here we have the opportunity for the good people of Wisconsin to bring their stories forward. I look forward to meeting people in Eau Claire tomorrow and in Wausau next Thursday and to hear from them, whether they're excited about the potential change or maybe they're a little bit concerned and they want to share what their concerns are. And we will be a safer state with this bill passing.
In addition to that as well, I know that people look at the dollars. I mean, we are in a tough, you know, every budget is difficult. Even when you have surpluses, ultimately it's tough. And there's revenue that's going to our neighbors, isn't there?
There absolutely is. We recently had a memo drafted looking at the state of Illinois because they are our closest neighbor that legalized and has the most, the market that's been in action the longest, and it looks to be that roughly $36 million of tax revenue has gone to the state of Illinois from Wisconsin residents. That's not including the profit for the business owners, the wages paid to the employees in those shops, and the residual effects to the communities that are hosting those legal dispensaries. We know that that money could be here in the state of Wisconsin supporting our local governments, so that they would have more resources to ensure that their communities have what they need in order to thrive and be successful.
And I guess to wrap it up, again, next Thursday at the Marathon County Public Library, 4:30 to 5:30, for folks who are interested, basically, can you just show up and be part of this event?
we look forward to people just showing up and being part of the event. You know, there'll be a little slideshow at the beginning talking about the history and the data, and then we'll open it up to a conversation with folks who are there. You can show up and just listen if that's your jive, or if you have questions, please bring them. And I look forward to being able to meet the good people of Wausau. And the mayor of Wausau will be joining us at the roundtable as well.
Fantastic. Again, State Senator Melissa Agar, the Democratic leader in the State Senate. Look forward to having you on next Thursday in Wausau. And thank you for spending a few minutes with us.
Thank you so much. Be well.
Absolutely. Again, Senator Agard, next week on Thursday, June the 1st, Marathon County Public Library Community Room. And it's at 300 First Street in Wausau from 4:30 until 5:30. And as you heard, Mayor Rosenberg will be there as well. A chance to see the presentation, and there will be a Q&A and a chance to learn. Again, find out all the information and then make up your mind that, hey, there's some good points being made here. Maybe there's not so many good points. It's great to have one of our leaders. Again, our Senate Minority Leader going around the state talking about this issue she's been working on, as she said, for a decade, and an opportunity for the folks here in central Wisconsin, in Wausau, and the surrounding communities to join. Again, next Thursday, June the 1st, Marathon County Public Library Community Room, 300 First Street in Wausau, from 4:30 until 5:30. We were hoping to have a few more minutes, but she called up in the last break and said, hey, sorry, I got jammed up here in my schedule. Can we make sure to get done by 3:25? I said, sure, absolutely. And finished up right at 3:25. I wanted to talk a little bit about that state budget. In fact, I want to play, I got to find this real quickly. I was not expecting to have a little time here at the end of the segment. About how we had an example said that, I'm trying to type at the same time here as talk to you, but about the idea of not having votes, not having the voice be heard, not being able to just discuss the issues, win the battle of ideas. And we're seeing that more and more throughout, not only in Wisconsin, but throughout the country. In fact, State Representative Evan Goyke slammed Republicans after he cut off his mic while discussing paid family leave in the Joint Finance Committee. Here's what Goyke had to say, and this is an example of what's been going on.
A little less than a year ago, women in the state of Wisconsin lost their right to legally access abortion services. Shortly after the Dobbs decision, the Republican governor, the state of South Dakota...
Representative Goyke?
I'm going to get there, Mr. Chair.
The motion.
I'm going to get there.
Get there quick.
I just want the record to show that the Republican nominee for governor this past fall supported publicly paid family leave.
Representative McGuire.
It's not an encouragement to not work. You don't get it if you don't work. You don't get paid time off if you're unemployed. Time off from what?
Representative.
I'm responding to my colleague. And Mr. Chair, you have cut me up. You can turn off my microphone all you want. You can silence the debate and have procedural motions. You guys have buried your head in the sand on this issue. You lost in November. You got trounced in April. The more you silence us, the more you turn off my microphone, the more elections you're going to lose. Because the people of the state of Wisconsin want action on this issue.
Again, the idea that you can't discuss these issues. And that's what the Republicans have been doing in Madison during the Joint Finance Committee hearings in terms of getting this budget done. Again, if you can't win the battle of the ideas, what do? You turn off the microphone. And that's what we just heard from Melissa Agard. She said she would have the votes, bipartisan votes, for her legislation if the leadership in the state Senate and the state Assembly, Lemahieu and Voss, would allow votes to allow the state to move, as we say in the motto, forward. So again, make sure you go out next Thursday, 4:30 to 5:30, June the 1st, Marathon County Public Library Community Room, Melissa Agard, her grassroots tour, giving a presentation on legalization efforts both nationally and in Wisconsin, followed by a Q&A. More to come here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 WXCO. Chad Holmes Show on Polk Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, polkfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Again, thanks to Melissa Agard, Democratic leader in the state Senate, Senate Minority Leader, for joining us. And again, mark that calendar. Head on over to Marathon County Public Library next Thursday, June the 1st, from 4:30 until 5:30 for her grassroots tour, as she'll talk about legalization of cannabis and answer questions and more. So that's next Thursday, June the 1st, Melissa Agard and the grassroots tour at the Marathon County Public Library of 4:30 till 5:30. Well, it can happen. A lot of youngsters out there wrapping up their school year and their athletic year, hoping to say it can happen in terms of getting a state championship. And we're heading down the stretch. We're into the postseason in both high school baseball and softball. Yesterday, I was made the quick run. Yesterday, I got done here at 4 o'clock after talking to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin. And I got over there so very quickly to Sunnyvale Softball Complex to see the New McCathic Cardinals in action against Wausaukee. Was able to just barely get there before the first pitch, get on the air, in fact, just after the first pitch. But hope you tuned in as New McCathic earned a 13-4 victory in their first playoff game, a regional semifinal in Division 5. Taking a look at what happened yesterday in terms of our area teams and what their road to state looks like. Of course, the state softball tournament held down at Goodman Diamond and the University of Wisconsin campus, and then the state baseball tournament held at Fox City Stadium in the Fox Cities, of course, near Appleton. But the softball side, as I said yesterday, New McCathic got their playoff run off to that win. New McCathic is the number 3 seed in the bracket. They beat the number 6 seed, Wausaukee, 13-4. And now it gets more difficult. And the thing about it, when you look at the bracket for Newman in this sectional, they're in the top half of sectional number 2. They're number 3 seed. Now they make a long road trip, somewhat around 2.5 hours, maybe even a little longer than that tomorrow, a 2.5 hour bus ride to Florence. Florence is the number 2 seed. They were an easy winner yesterday over 7th seed at St. Thomas Aquinas in Lena, winning 17-2. So Cardinals, I have a feeling, again, this is just my feeling just based on what I've seen over the years, what I've seen this year. New McCathic plays in by far the best conference of any of the teams that are in this bracket. They're a member of the Merriwood Conference South, so sometimes their record is a little bit deceiving. And I think in terms of the tests that they have taken, much, much more stiff than either Florence or the other two teams still remaining in that top half of the bracket. Number 1 seed is Leona Wabino, and number 4 seed is Niagara. Leona Wabino will host Niagara tomorrow, and then the two winners will meet in a sectional semifinal next Tuesday at the higher seed. So let's say Newman goes all the way up to Florence tomorrow, wins that game, and Leona Wabino wins. That means another road trip on Tuesday for the Cardinals. But I think the test that they've had will allow them to be very competitive and to have a chance to make a run towards a sectional semifinal or even a sectional final. Also, Division 4, some area teams involved, mainly from the Merriwood South. Newman from the Merriwood South. Them and Assumption in Division 5. And in Division 4, you have a number of teams such as Auburndale and Edgar and Marathon and Stratford, all in the same Division 4 bracket. They are all in sectional number 3 in the bottom half of the bracket in that regional. The season came to an end for the Marathon Red Raiders yesterday. Of course, Marathon, one of the schools that we cover on a regular basis here on Polk Falls Radio. Rough go of it this season for Marathon. A rather young team. They took some bruises. Hopefully learn the lessons and come back stronger next year. But for the third time this year, the Marathon Red Raiders lost to the Edgar Wildcats yesterday in the regional semifinal. Number 3 seed Edgar shut down number 6 Marathon 10-0 in 5 innings. So Edgar moves on to face another one of their nearby rivals, Stratford. Stratford, the number 2 seed in the bracket, knocked off number 10 Spencer by a score of 16-0 in 3 innings. So better not have been late to that game if you were going to watch it. So Edgar and Stratford tomorrow in a regional final. Also, Auburndale from the Merriwood South was victorious. Number 1 seed in the bracket. Auburndale defeated number 8 seeded Nacita by a score of 15-1 in 5 innings. Up next for Auburndale is number 4 seeded Marquessan. So in that bracket, you got 4 teams left. Numbers 1, 2, 3, and 4 seeds. Top 4 seeds make it, 3 of which are from the Merrillwood Conference South Division. So again, Merrillwood Conference South, a very good conference, no matter what sport you're talking about. But Auburndale will host Marquessan, and then Edgar travels to Stratford. In Division 2, Mosinee involved in it. Mosinee is the number 2 seed in their sectional bracket, and actually their regional bracket. And number 2 seeded Mosinee yesterday knocked off number 7 seeded Lakeland, a great Northern Conference opponent, by a score of 5-1. So Mosinee moves on. The Indians will be home again tomorrow in a regional final, taking on number 3 seeded New London. New London shut out number 6 Waupaca yesterday, 8-0. So Mosinee and New London tomorrow at 5 o'clock. Also in that bracket, number 1 seed is Medford. And Medford, boy, they almost got upset yesterday. Number 8 seeded Rhinelander gave them everything and then some. In fact, went extra innings before number 1 seed Medford outlasting the Hodags of Rhinelander in 9 innings, 3-2. And they'll take on Merrill, the Merrill Blue Jays. Merrill, number 5 seed, went on the road and, I put in quotations, upset number 4 seeded Antigo. But I called that one. I was talking to somebody from Merrill and said I thought Merrill would go to Antigo and win that one. And I share it with you that I was right. But Merrill rolled past Antigo 8-2. Merrill scored 5 runs in the first inning, never headed after that. So Merrill and Medford in Medford tomorrow. The winner of that one will take on the winner of New London Mosinee in the sectional semifinals next Tuesday. And then finally, in Division 1, sad to say the Wausau West softball season came to an end. The Warriors, number 12 seed, again, a very young team, a very talented team, I think is going to make some noise in both the Wisconsin Valley Conference and also in the postseason in the next couple of years. So many great sophomores on that team, but they ran into a buzzsaw yesterday, losing at number 5 seeded Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln by a score of 10-0. Up next for Rapids, the D.C. Everest Evergreens. D.C. Everest, the co-champions of the Wisconsin Valley Conference, they ended Wausau East season. The Lumberjacks fell to the Evergreens yesterday by a score of 9-0. So Everest will host Wisconsin Rapids at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening over at D.C. Everest Senior High. Also, another Wisconsin Valley Conference team in Division 1, Marshfield, number 11 seeded, traveled to number 6 New Richmond. It was a pitcher's duel, but in the end, New Richmond knocked off Marshfield by a score of 2-0. And Stevens Point, the number 2 seed in the bracket, they got a first-round bye. The Panthers will take on number 7 seeded Eau Claire North tomorrow. Eau Claire North eliminated Menominee yesterday in 9 innings by a score of 4-3. So that's a look at what's happening in the softball playoffs that are underway. Baseball is getting set to get underway. In fact, tomorrow I will have a game right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. I'll be with the Newman Catholic Cardinals. Cardinals involved in Division 4. Newman Catholic is a number 10 seed. They will travel to number 7 seeded Boulder. The winner then moves on to play at number 2 seeded Niagara next Tuesday, but it's a regional quarterfinal. Newman at Boulder tomorrow. We will have it live, starting with the pregame show at 4:20 and the first pitch at 4:30 on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. Also in that same Division 4 bracket, number 8 seed, Northland Lutheran, Wisconsin Valley Lutheran. When you see Wisconsin Valley Lutheran as part of their co-op with Northland, reminds you that this is it. This is the final go-around for Wisconsin Valley Lutheran. Their school is shutting down in the next few days, in the next week. So for those players from Wisconsin Valley Lutheran, part of that co-op, it's the final opportunity to represent that school. And Northland Lutheran, Wisconsin Valley Lutheran, number 8 seed, will host number 9 seeded Elko tomorrow. A win would advance them to a regional semifinal on Tuesday of next week at Three Lakes Phelps. Also, the Athens Blue Jays. Athens, number 5 seed. I think that's a team to keep an eye on. Athens, I think, could make a bit of a run. They take on number 12, Pembine Goodman, tomorrow in Athens. The winner of that one will move on to face the winner of the game between number 4 seeded Edgar and number 13, Leona Wabino. Again, I think Edgar, despite a number 4 seed, could be as talented of any of the teams, especially since they faced off in a very good conference in the Merrillwood Conference South. That's Division 4. Division 3, the Marathon Red Raiders got a first-round bye. Marathon, of course, we cover on a regular basis here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. The Red Raiders do not have to play tomorrow. They will wait for the winner of the game between number 9-seeded Colfax and number 8-seeded Spencer. So Marathon will host the winner next Tuesday. And next Tuesday, Marathon's game against either Colfax or Spencer will be broadcast live online at BullFallsRadio.com and Sports Stream 2 starting at 4:45 for the pregame and 5 o'clock for the first pitch. The game will also air on a tape delay basis here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230 after our coverage of the Wausau West playoff. Also in that bracket, you got Stratford from the Merriwood South. They are the number 4 seed, and tomorrow they'll open up their playoff run taking on number 13-seeded Cadott. A win for Stratford would move them into a game next Tuesday in the regional semifinals against either Elk Mound or Stanley Boyd. And I got to say, already looking towards next Wednesday, if Marathon does what they're expected to do, and I think what Stratford is expected to do, we'll see another matchup between Marathon and Stratford in the regional final next Wednesday. If Marathon makes it that far, the game that would be heard right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Stratford and Marathon split their 2 games during the regular season. Division 2, Mosinee has been having an outstanding campaign, ranked in the top 10 in the state polls. Mosinee, number 1 seed, they earn a first-round bye, so they will not be in action tomorrow. They will wait to see who wins between number 8-seeded Merrill and number 9-seeded Lakeland. Merrill will host that game at Athletic Park in Merrill. The winner plays at Mosinee next Tuesday. Also in that bracket, Abbotsford Colby is having a very good season, number 4 seed. They'll be playing tomorrow against number 13-seed Black River Falls in Fall Creek. And bottom of the bracket, number 7-seeded Antigo hosts number 10-seeded Rhinelander, with the winner moving on to play number 2-seeded Medford coming up next Tuesday. And then finally, Division 1. Division 1 does not get underway until Tuesday of next week. Wausau West Warriors are a number 8 seed in their bracket. They will play host to number 9-seeded Marshfield next Tuesday, the day after Memorial Day. We will have the game live on Tuesday right here on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, starting with the pregame show at 4:45 and then the first pitch at 5 o'clock. With a win, the Warriors would advance to a regional final on Thursday of next week, June the 1st, at number 1 seed Stevens Point. Stevens Point, number 1 seed, gets a first-round bye. Wausau East is the number 12 seed in that bracket. The Lumberjacks on Tuesday of next week will travel to number 5-seeded River Falls. With a win, East will then play either number 4, Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln, or number 13, Superior. Superior makes their long trek to Rapids next Tuesday. And the DC Everest Evergreens are a number 6 seed in the bracket. Everest will play host to number 11, Menominee on Tuesday. With a win, the Evergreens would move on to a regional final against either number 3-seeded Chippewa Falls or number 14-seeded New Richmond. So, again, I love brackets in the high schools. I love the playoff brackets for the high school athletes. And we're getting to the end. Another fantastic school year of covering high school sports with Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon here on Bull Falls Radio. We've seen a couple of state championships from Newman. Hopefully, we'll see at least another state trip. Somebody make it to state between Newman, Marathon, and Wausau West. The time is coming up on 3:48. I'm Chad Holmes. We'll come back, have our look at this day in history in the final segment of the program. More to come. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Falls Radio, 98.9 to 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. Today, May the 24th of 2023, Hump Day Wednesday, heading downhill towards the holiday weekend. Some famous people are celebrating their birthdays today, included Mr. Tommy Chong. Tommy Chong, best known as part of the duo Cheech and Chong, Tommy turns 85 years old today. The legendary musician, one of the true greats, Bob Dylan. Bob Dylan turning 82 years old today. Actor Gary Berghoff, best known as Radar. Radar O'Reilly on MASH. He was one of the rare MASH actors who appeared not only on this TV series, he was also part of the movie. Yep, the original MASH movie that starred Elliot Gould and Donald Sutherland. Well, Gary Berghoff was in the movie and then also continued on with the TV show. Gary Berghoff is 80 years old today. Patti LaBelle, another legendary musical performer. Patti LaBelle turning 79 years old today. Priscilla Presley, she's been in the news recently. Came to an agreement with her granddaughter, Riley Keel, after Priscilla's daughter, Lisa Marie, had not left her in the will. She didn't like it, but Priscilla Presley, 78 years old today. Actor Alfred Molina from the Spider-Man films, also an education, 70 years old today. Actor Kristen Scott Thomas. She was in The Horse Whisperer, also Darkest Hour, turning 63 today. Actor John C. Reilly, boy, he has been an active performer. I mean, he's the guy that never has trouble getting work. Wreck-It Ralph, Talladega Nights, Stan and Ollie, among many others. John C. Reilly celebrating number 58 today. Actor Eric Close of Without a Trace and Nashville, 56. Dancer Mark Ballas, part of the crew on Dancing with the Stars, turning 37 years old today. And actor Daisy Edgar Jones from Where the Crawdads Sing and Normal People, 25 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Taking a look at some of the famous events that occurred on this date in history. In 1830, on May the 24th, Mary Had a Little Lamb by Sarah Hale was published. On this date in 1844, Samuel F.B. Morse sent the message, "What hath God wrought?" from the Supreme Court room in Washington, D.C. to his assistant Alfred Vail in Baltimore, Maryland. So Morse code started. On this date in 1930, Amy Johnson lands in Darwin, Northern Territory, becoming the first woman to fly from England to Australia. She left on May 5th for the 11,000-mile flight. On this date in 1935 at Crosley Field in Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Reds defeated the Philadelphia Phillies by a score of 2-1 as more than 20,000 fans enjoyed the first night baseball game in the major leagues. On this date, the 24th of May, 1999, boxer Mike Tyson was released from a Rockville, Maryland jail after serving 3.5 months behind bars for assaulting two motorists after a fender bender. Bottom line is, don't get into a wreck with Mike Tyson. On this date in 2003, a 44-year-old drunk driver in the Netherlands stunned police when he crashed the breathalyzer test unit. A later blood test showed the man had 7 times too much alcohol in his bloodstream. On this date in 2007, Britain's Postal Department announced it would issue a series of 7 stamps depicting the covers of the best-selling Harry Potter books. On this date in 2014, reality star Kim Kardashian and rapper Kanye West were married in Florence, Italy, about 7 months after the birth of their daughter, Northwest. And on this date in 2020, 3 years ago today, the New York Times printed a front page with nearly 1,000 names of people who had died from COVID-19 as the U.S. death toll neared 100,000. Some special events being celebrated today. It is Asparagus Day. It is Aviation Maintenance Technician Day. It's also Brothers Day, International Tierra Day, Escargot Day, Scavenger Hunt Day, and Deb Day, one of the few personal names on the calendar. Celebrate anyone named Deb, Debbie, Deborah, etc. And also, this one is interesting. This one, I wish the number wasn't so high. I mean, I'd probably feel differently if I was one of the numbers, but still, I mean, how much do you need? The number for the day, 2,755. 2,755. That is the number of billionaires around the world, though this number is constantly changing. That is, again, the number of billionaires around the world, 2,755. Well, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of the Chad Holmes Show here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Thanks again to Melissa Agard, State Senator, the Democratic leader in the State Senate. Again, don't forget, next Thursday, she'll be in Wausau, Marathon County Public Library, for her grassroots tour. I'll be back tomorrow from 2 until 4. Stick around. After the news, from 4 till 6, the Devil's Advocates. Thanks for joining me here on Bow Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230.